Aleishu Chelik Beis Daf Reish Mem Gimel Vaad Shvi'i. Hechrach Miyuchad Lezirus Mikol Kpei Dahu Bayamim Anoraim. There's a particular imperative to beware and avoid all forms of annoyance during Yamim Anoraim. Harei Kol Ma'avir Al Midei Sov Ma'avirin Al Kol Peshaav. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Persons Ma'avir Al Midei Sov. We discussed this before in one of the previous Ve'adim on Hakpada. Zeu Pesach Tikva Nichbad Bimim Eile. It's a substantial opening regarding of hope during these days. A person who can accomplish this. V'inenu nizkarim b'ze esbiroi shel Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter nishmasa Eiden al ma'aseh b'chassid echad. So we remember here the explanation that Rabbi Yisrael Misalant gave regarding that incident with a chassid, shenasan dinar le'ani b'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnas batzeres. He gave a donation, a dinar, to a pauper on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was a year of famine, of drought. V'knitato ishtoi, his wife berated him for this. V'halach v'lan b'vezak v'rois. He then went and he slept in the cemetery. So Rabbi Yisrael explained, HaChassid nispa'il mima sheknitata oyse uvali dekpeida. The Chassid was moved by the fact that his wife berated him, and that brought him to annoyance. Nimitza shenichshal HaChassid b'rifyon midasa anava. He found that was a failure on his part, in that his anava had weakened. Ki ein ze mederech HaChassidim ho'anavim v'ashfelim b'da'atam lios maknitim u'margizim oysam. It is not appropriate for a Chassid who's characterized by humility to be annoyed. Since it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, he wanted, he didn't have time now for lengthy teshuvah. He wanted to reach a certain perfection in humility before the day began, before Rosh Hashanah. And therefore saw fit to use very powerful, potent means. And therefore he went and slept in the cemetery. The reference is Oiri Soel Siman Chafvav. That's how Rabbi Israel explained this particular incident. Specifically during these days, one should be extremely cautious not to get to Kpeida. The problem is, there's a particular problem here. Davka b'yamim eile alulim l'akpid yoyse mikol yamos hashana. It's specifically during Aseres Yomei Teshuvah that one is more vulnerable to be makpid, more so than during the rest of the year, merov ha-metichut b'yamas adin, because people are often on edge because of yamas adin. Ulam mi shelo yislamed me'olam adakei shechika sakpeidois. Somebody who's never trained, exercised the ways of grinding down the kpedos, as we described in previous Vadim, to grind down, crumble the kpedos. How is it possible that as these days arrive, the days of judgment, he should be free of them? The person has to practice this, become accomplished in this while there's still time. Ad shniyim murgalim heitev bedarkei shchikas akpeidos veisalus melehen, to the point where a person is very much accustomed to grinding down the kpeidos and rising above them. Ve'az beiskarev ha'imim anoraim, when the days draw near, taspik ha'isarus leizehem mikol kpeida. Then just the natural arousal that comes with these days will be sufficient to avoid kpeidos. Kedei shniyim ma'avirim al midoisenu b'imim ele be'ezras Hashem, so that we should be able to ma'avir al midoisav, ve'nizkeh shebeit din shel mala ya'avir al kol pesha'enu ve'nizkeh bedin. And to merit, beit din shel mala should also overlook, move away all our pesha'im. Baze tama hasidra harishona shel hislamdus. This brings us to the end of the first series of exercises. Bemidos sheikaran ben adam lechaviroi. Especially in, we focused on midos which apply mostly ben adam lechaviroi. Me'ata hinenu ponim bezras Hashem lemidos sheikaran ben adam leatzmoi. From here onwards, we're going to turn to midos which are especially relevant for the person himself. Ad kan.